AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. In the face of what has become an historic snowstorm, the message is the same from the Carolinas to New York.
Our message, and we need the public to listen, is to stay home and to stay off of the streets.
And that's Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Philadelphia and New York City are also feeling the full brunt of the storm. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city could get more than 2 feet of snow.
People have to take very seriously what's going on here. And recognize there's a lot of danger and a lot of disruption that's going to occur because of this storm.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's really concerned about flooding on Long Island.
The flooding is probably the most problematic situation. It poses a real safety consideration. It does tremendous damage.
New Jersey State Police reported Route 30 in Atlantic City has been closed because of tidal flooding. Further south, North Carolina is assessing the damage. Governor Pat McCrory.
The storm did not underwhelm us as we wanted during the last 48 hours.
Meantime, in Kentucky, hundreds were stranded overnight on interstates. Buddy Rogers is a spokesman for the Kentucky Division of Emergency Management.
There were some folks that I've talked to that have been in their vehicles for hours. And, you know, for the most part, they've all been very understanding.
Those highways are now open and traffic is moving again. The Duquesne University men's basketball team was stuck overnight on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The team was among the many motorists stuck on the turnpike near Pittsburgh. At least one group of people is okay with being stranded by the storm. A cruise ship trying to make it back to the port of Baltimore from the Bahamas is being told it cannot dock until Monday at the earliest. As the East deals with this massive storm, the presidential campaign continues. Just over a week before the Iowa caucuses, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are stumping for votes there. Republicans are splitting their time between Iowa and New Hampshire. This is AP Radio News. Four people are dead, two others wounded in a shooting at a high school in Western Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We all grieve with and stand with the community of Lalash and all of Saskatchewan on this terrible, tragic day.
A gunman was arrested outside the school, but police are not saying much about him. Leading global policymakers are looking for ways to ease concerns about the rough ride on international markets, but they're also facing reality.
What on earth is going on? Simply the worst start of any year on the record in financial markets ever.
That's the chief executive of Credit Suisse. 3 weeks after beginning their occupation of a national wildlife refuge in Oregon, a group of armed men plan to tear up federal grazing contracts later today in a protest of federal ownership of public lands. Federal agents tried to meet with the leader of the group on Friday, but he called off the meeting when the media was not allowed in. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.